Chapter 8 Boyfriend and Girlfriend Topic 1 Going Out Dialogue
Hi, Lily.
Hello, John. What's up?
It's Friday, finally.
I know. So much work this week.
Yes. Any plans tonight?
Not really. You?
I was hoping that I could invite you for dinner tonight.
That would be lovely.
Great. I'm so glad that you can go out with me.
My pleasure.
How about I pick you up at 7 o'clock?
That's good. You know where my house is.
Yes. See you tonight.
See you. Topic 2. Going to dinner. Dialogue.
Lily, you look so beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Where should we go for dinner?
How about the Italian Oven?
Good. I like that place.
Let's go.
All right.
They drove to the Italian Oven and followed the receptionist to the table. My name is Tracy. I will be your server tonight. Would you like some drinks? I would have some water, please. How about you?
I'll have a Sprite. Lily, would you like some juice?
No, water is fine. Are you ready to order? Yes, I would have the seafood pasta. And you?
Great choice. I'll have the same.
Why don't you have something else and we can share?
Great idea. How about the grilled salmon?
Good choice. You were reading my mind.
Great minds think alike.
Okay. Seafood pasta and grilled salmon. I would bring your drinks right over. Topic 3. Going to movies. Dialogue.
Lily, how'd you like to go for a movie?
Great idea. I heard the Titanic was on.
Let's go.
Okay.
They came to the movie theater. John bought the tickets, 2 soft drinks, and 1 big bucket of popcorn. They came into the room for Titanic. Each movie theater has 6 to 12 rooms for different movies. The movie started after a few minutes. I like Jack. He is cool.
Yes, but I'm scared.
It's not real. Relax.
Lily grabbed John's hands. It's so scary. Dialogue 2.
Dan, do you have a girlfriend? No. How about you? I have 2. What? You have 2 girlfriends? Yes. Can I borrow one from you? Ha ha. No. You are not generous at all. I can be generous on other things, but not my girlfriends and my car. I was just kidding. I perfectly understand you. But don't tell other people that I have 2 girlfriends. Why not? Do they mind? They do. Some guys don't even have 1 girlfriend, and I have 2. They'd be jealous of me. I see. The guys like me. Actually, it may not be a good thing. I get into a lot of trouble. What kind of trouble? We go to movies a lot. Sometimes, when we watch TV, I may say, "Oh, we have seen this movie." She would say, "We've never seen this movie. Did you go out with somebody else?" It is really a problem. You should remember you went out for which movie with which girlfriend.
I don't have a memory that good.
Then it's time for you to lend your girlfriend to me. My offer is still good.
In your dreams.
Topic 4. Taking a trip. Dialogue. How long does it take to get there?
Not too long, just 2 hours.
Good. Let me know if you need help driving.
Are you kidding? I have no problem driving for 8 hours.
You don't have to impress me. I'm your girlfriend already.
Well, I want to be attractive to you. Plus, you keep me on my toes.
That is good, isn't it?
Sure, I love it.
You said that sarcastically.
No, 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 not at all.
All right. Look, there is an amusement park ahead. Can we go and have some fun?
Why not?
Great! Topic 5. Love at First Sight. Dialogue.
Let me tell a story of my own.
Okay.
It was the summer of last year. I was applying for the law school of Harvard.
You must be very smart.
Thanks. I called the graduate school and knew I was admitted.
Wow, great job.
But the admission letter got lost twice. I wanted to have this letter so badly, so I paid a courier to get the letter for me. Finally, I got the letter. And guess what?
What was it?
The dean of the graduate school did not sign the letter.
Poor boy. But it was an interesting story.
Thanks for your attention.
You are welcome. Does anyone want to go to dinner together?
Sure, I'll go.
What kind of food do you like?
Anything, I'm quite open.
How about Chinese?
Fine, I like Chinese.
Great.
John and Cressida had dinner together, and they got to know each other better over the dinner. After the dinner...
John, I need to practice with my presentation tomorrow. I always have some problem at one point. Would you come to my hotel room and help me?
Sure. I can be a good listener.
No, I need you to be an advisor.
I will try my best.
Thank you so much. Let's go. Topic 6. Men and Women. Dialogue 1.
Some people are shy, and they don't have sex.
I know. I can't imagine that they don't have sex just because they are shy. Do you know that Professor Smith does not want people to call him Dick?
Yes, I know. His first name is Richard, and he wants people to call him Rick.
Right. Dick is fine with some people, but not with him.
I went to Tom's house the other day. Guess what? He wanted his girlfriend to show me her Hooters.
Really? You lucky guy.
Not so lucky. She refused. Said we were asking the wrong person.
Really?
Yes. Do you know Sherry?
Yes, I do. Do you know her?
I know her very well.
I know what you mean. Is she good?
She is very good.
Why don't you go study with her?
There are a lot of fish in the sea.
You are bad.
Ming, are you listening to us? No, I'm reading the book.
Dialogue 2.
How do people here treat homos?
It depends. Some people tolerate them. Some view them no different than ordinary people. And some hate them.
Does the law protect them?
Yes, it's definitely not a crime. But only some of the states allow legal homosexual couples and provide the same benefits.
Have you seen homosexual people?
You probably don't know. You can see them every day.
You mean in our department?
Yes.
I once also ran into a big homosexual parade in D.C.
A lot of couples. Man and man, woman and woman.
Let me get this straight. Man and man are called gay, and woman are called lesbian, right?
Right.